Okay, it's show for live right
radio.
Now.
Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of Connecting the Dots with Casey Tuckness and special co-host Damon Deaton. Today is January the 21st, 2018. And first and foremost, before we get this show started, I need to introduce my special guest, but I also need to thank our sponsors. But the most important thing to me right now is to all of our military, I would like to take just a few seconds of silence, and not only a few seconds of silence. I want our military to know that we are behind them 100%. We respect them. We respect your families because we know what your families go through on a daily basis. I mean, our military is here to protect us, and I just want to apologize for what this government is doing to you guys and ladies. I'm sorry, and that's the most important thing that this show it wants to talk about, is that we really apologize what's going on. So we've got an amazing guest tonight, and we've got Prather Jackson. He is from Tulane University and a former officer in the United States Army Reserves, founder and publisher of Hollywood Weekly magazine. We also have Dr. Maneva Curry from Pepperdine University, and she is my soul sister. She is my faith maker. She is just everything to me. Prather, you actually got to meet her at an event that you hosted at the Dick Clark Studios for Hollywood Weekly, and also at the NFL event that we did September the 10th, two years ago this year. So anyway, and again, my first and foremost thing for this entire show is to recognize our military for doing what you do on a daily basis. Without you guys and ladies, this country would not be who we are. It's you guys on the front line who make who we are as people and who we are as Americans. So I need to say a special thanks to our sponsors, the Bill Gammon Law Firm out of Austin, Texas, Cinco Pesos Securities and Investigations out of Bernie, Texas, and our lovely and famous and amazing and awesome Hollywood Weekly out of Los Angeles and Santa Monica and all these other areas that Prather Jackson, who is one of our guests tonight, can tell you about. Mike Sasser, the author and motivational speaker out of The Woodlands, Texas. So I would like to introduce to you my dear, dear, dear friend and co-host, Damon Deaton out of Amarillo, Texas, my hometown. Damon, are you there?
Yes. Good evening. It's good to be on with you, Casey.
I'm so excited to have you on, Damon. I am so grateful to have you here. And you know, Damon, you deal with me on a daily basis, and you're like, I just want to thank you for that, for not leaving my side, for dealing with my craziness every single day, because it is a wild ride and it's a lot of fun, but it is a wild ride. I understand that. But just thank you for that. So,
our series,
so our series this time around is about overcoming obstacles. And Damon, I'm sure that you have overcome a lot of obstacles. Our guests today or this evening have overcome their own obstacles in their life. I know that every single one of my listeners, there's not one of them that has not overcome their own obstacle. And I think I have shared my little bitty voice as loud as I could to help the people, the little people, from the homeowners to your career, to every single thing that has gone wrong in your life, there's always a second chance. And not only is there a second chance, but everybody deserves to be known, like, for what their true identity is, and not what people say or think, but who truly are you? Well, I know I can't save the world with my voice, but if I save one person and that one person saves one person and then that one person, and like it's a ripple effect, then I've done my job. I mean, how do you feel about that, Damon?
Oh, I completely agree. And the thing that, whether it be in the ministry I'm involved in or in just reaching into people's lives as they ask for direction, ask for help. And of course, we by no means have all of the answers, but we know the one that does. And my desire is to help people understand that the obstacle that they're coming through is not there to stay. It will come to pass. There will be, it's just like a thunderstorm rolling through West Texas. It doesn't sit here for days on end and just relentlessly pour down moisture and in all various forms. It passes, and sometimes the after effects can be devastating, but you always can pick up and move forward. And I'm looking forward to hearing what our guests tonight have to say, because I know that they will be able to communicate the human side of what they've struggled through. You know, we all put our genes on the same way. We all have our routines, but there's experiences that we have in our life that can be different or they can be similar, and we want to make sure that the message is sent out that those that are going through troubles right now, that it's not the end. It can be the beginning to a very great, wonderful new experience, and that all is not lost. And so we want to invoke hope, we want to invoke encouragement, and we want to make sure that people know that there's someone here through connecting the dots that we can connect them with in order to help them walk through their valley.
Oh, that's amazing, and that's so true, Damon. I mean, that is why we are here. And my father left this world way too soon, and everyone knows that this series is dedicated to my father, Terry W. Tuckness, who was my life. People don't hear me talk about my mom much, but my daddy was – my mom passed away 20 years ago. Not my mom, but mine and my sister's mother passed away 20 years ago, and our daddy meant the world to us. We each had our own amazing relationship with our parents, and when I share that with you, I tell you that because – we each one of us had the most amazing relationships with our father. And daddy passed away 6 months ago. This next week, it'll be 6 months. And, you know, my father never missed one of my shows. He never missed a show. I always got to, like, log in, to, like, look in the studio, and there I would see my father was, like he was in. But the guest that we've got, and next week, you guys, we will have the vice president of Disney Channel worldwide and the general manager of Radio Disney, and you all will find out everything about Phil, who is an amazing person. Next Sunday, he needed to reschedule for next Sunday. So this week we've got my special guest, Prather Jackson. Prather is the publisher of Hollywood Weekly, a sponsor of this show. And not only that, but Prather allowed me to give my father one last look at who his daughter truly was. And by that, I say this not with narcissism, but I say that because Prather gave me the opportunity to help him out with Hollywood Weekly's event for the NFL. And this was in Hollywood. This was September the 10th, year before last, and this is when the LA Rams were coming into Los Angeles. And Prather gave me that chance and that opportunity after I literally had to take disability from being top management from CBS in Los Angeles, CBS Radio in Los Angeles, and the Walt Disney Company. So I literally, I can't say that I fell on my face by any means, because I was told that I was disabled. I was told I had to take off work. I was told that, you know, so many things. Well, when you're told so many things so many times, you can say no, 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 and but then after so many times, you start believing. Wait, is this who I am? These people are saying that I'm disabled. Am I truly disabled? No, I'm not disabled, people. Like, I am not disabled. I still have my mind. I still have my wisdom. I still have my guts. I still have my glory. And so Prather Jackson is so special to me, not only because of who he is as a person, but because he allowed me the opportunity to show my father that, guess what, I still have it in me and I can still do this. I can still do these red carpet events, you know, out in L.A., out in Los Angeles, for Hollywood Weekly, for the NFL, for, you know, the list goes on. But it's not about that, people. It's not about the red carpets. It's not about the glitz and the glamour and the glory and the cameras and the lights and the action. It's not about all that, people. You want to know what it's about? It's about you. And it's about overcoming obstacles. If you can't overcome an obstacle, then this is the show for you. Because I'll tell you what, I am Casey Tuckness, and I'm 46 years old, and I think that I've had everything thrown at my in my direction that could be possible. Like, I was born and raised in Amarillo, Texas, and I moved from Amarillo, and I moved up, like, to the Dallas market, and then I moved to the Houston market, and then I moved to the Oklahoma City market, and then I moved to the San Antonio market, then I moved to Austin, then I moved back to Houston, and then I moved out to LA, and then I was told I was disabled. I'm not disabled. Anybody can do anything that they choose and that they want, as long as they've got the glitz and the glamour and the glory in themselves. Not on the red carpet, but in themselves. So without further ado, I would like to bring on my dear friend, an amazing, amazing publisher of Hollywood Weekly. And Prather, I've got to tell you, I just cannot thank you enough for allowing me the opportunity to have my father's very last trip out to Los Angeles with you. And to because of you, my father had his last trip to Los Angeles because he wanted to come and see his daughter's event. So go ahead, Prather. Are you there?
Yes, Casey. First of all, thank you very, very much. That was an incredible statement of humanity and passion. And I'm sure your father is looking at you glowingly, lovingly. And thank you very much for this opportunity as well. And let me also say that you did a fantastic job. You know, you had people that traveled from Texas that came to our event, and it was just an incredible opportunity for me to interact with you, and you're quite the professional, and I am incredibly honored to be a part of your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And Prather, I just want you to share your story, and I'm going to put my phone on mute because I want you to share your story.
Sure, no problem. Well, my story began back in, Munich, Germany. I was born in Munich, Germany, and 58 years ago, believe it or not. And we moved from Munich, Germany to Gulfport, Mississippi when I was 6 years old. And it was quite an experience because as I transitioned from Europe to the United States, it was during sort of like the period of civil unrest here in our country. And I think the one thing that I took from that was that the world is a global place, and now suddenly I was cast in place in this, you know, environment in the Deep South. And I always enjoyed the element of being able to interact with all people of all cultures. And as a result of my philosophy throughout elementary school, junior high school, and high school, I was able to espouse that type of philosophy that enabled me to receive an award from the American Legion. I received the American Legion Award when I graduated from high school. And I think that really sort of served as a testament to my belief that we're all of one people. And so as I evolved into an adult and I ultimately began to go into publishing, I started off by publishing a community newspaper in the Culver City Fox Hills community called the Fox Hills Digest. Now, this was some 20 years ago when I first came to L.A. back in 1987. And the one thing I did with that paper is it celebrated the cultural diversity of Los Angeles. And, you know, it's ironic that here we are now 20-some years later, and diversity and ethnicity and immigration are big, big issues in our world, particularly here in our country. And I think now is the time for all of us to recognize the significance that we all come from one people. And it is just such a wonderful opportunity for me being in publishing because I'm able to espouse my philosophy through print media, and that is also digital. I evolved from the publishing of the local Fox Hills newspaper to launching a publication in 2001 called Hollywood Weekly Magazine. And the thing about Hollywood Weekly that I really enjoy is that it has grown into a global publication that now has readers in 64 countries. And much like my local community newspaper, it too celebrates diversity. In this case, we celebrate diversity in the entertainment industry. And from here, we have grown to, we offer live events. And these live events basically serve as a testament for all those people that are supporters of the publication to interact with each other. And as a matter of fact, we have an upcoming event coming up next Sunday We're going to have a Grammy viewing party. And so, you know, all of you are invited, needless to say. And if you, any of you are interested, please visit our website at HollywoodWeeklyMagazine.com. But thank you again, Casey. This is an incredible opportunity.
No, absolutely, Prather. I really appreciate it. And we also have on our show tonight, we have Maneva Curry, who you actually met at your NFL Weekly event, Hollywood Weekly event, and her daughters are amazing, amazing artists. I just actually brought her into the studio. And so Dr. Curry, Maneva Curry, my main mentor, she's so amazing. She is actually in on this show as well. And Maneva, are you there? Unless she needs to take us off mute. So you also met her at your special event for the viewing when you did your event at the Dick Clark Studios. But, so
I'm
are you
here,
there,
Casey.
Maneva?
Yes, I was trying to figure out how to turn off mute.
I just love y'all. I want to tell both of you. I'm echoing for some reason, but I want to tell you both how much you truly mean to me, because you both have given me the courage, the admiration, the inspiration that my own, like, I'm not going to call anybody out, but you guys have given me the courage to step off to do bigger and better things. And the bigger and better things are to both bring you two together, to bring everybody together, to connect dots for so many people on their source of overcoming obstacles. Prather, when you hear Maneva Curry's story, she is and let me tell you, Prather, how I met Maneva. I was doing an event having a board meeting, actually, at in Malibu at Gladstone's, and Maneva's daughter, Miranda White, she waited on us and helped us out. And she was working for Gladstone's in Malibu. And Prather, when this young woman came up to us and was talking to us, she was so amazing. And, you know, she was just, you just knew that there was some reason why God brought her in to this picture, why, what we were supposed to do together. And if you could only imagine what God has created with Maneva and I's, like, energy and just everything we've done together. And Maneva was there when I received the phone call about how sick I truly was. And Maneva, can you share that with our listeners about when Sally called me on November the 3rd, 2015?
Oh, yeah, that was a very sensitive time for us. She called and told Casey that she had so much metal in her, if you turn the lights off, she would be glowing. And told us that Casey didn't have long to live. We prayed, and of course we went to work.
Yes, we did. He wasn't done with me yet, was he, Dr. Curry?
No,
we went
he
to
wasn't.
Work. He yeah. wasn't. And let me tell you something. I cannot wait for Maneva to share her story with us. And so, but Prather, I would like for you to tell the listeners and to tell them, like, if they are going through hardships, if they're going through their own adversities, if they're going through their own hard times, if they've lost their career, if they've lost their identity, if they've lost their income, just like with the shutdown from the government that has just happened over this weekend, what can they do to reassure themselves that everything's going to be okay?
Well, you know, I think the
Prather,
first thing is we have to, I think having faith is very, very important. Believing, you know, in a higher power, because I think that provides us with, wisdom beyond that we can see as individuals. And I think if you really look at the world, I mean, from the little butterfly to a little flower to the magnificence of our universe, it's apparent that there's a lot more there see as individuals. And so I think if you allow yourself the freedom of being able to believe in something bigger than yourself, and then allowing that bigger entity to that belief in a higher power, if you will. And I know that's certainly been for me, that's certainly been my case. So I think that's, and I think we all need more of that, quite frankly. And I'm glad to find that your partner there is a minister, I understand.
He is. Damon, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Has been my rock, especially since Daddy passed away. And so, again, you know, everybody has death in their life. Everybody has death surrounding them. It's been 6 months for me. My father was my rock. Dr. Curry is my rock. And I call her my doctor because she is my doctor. She's my doctor. Like, but you guys, like, we are all in this together. And once we realize that we are all here together, we are not here to sabotage one another. We should not be here to sabotage one another or to take one another down or to tackle one another. I don't even know what the score is right now with Minnesota Vikings and the Eagles, but we are not here to attack one another, or we shouldn't be. And if you are, then you know what? It's time for you to unsell your soul to doing the right thing. And Damon, what do you feel? How do you feel about this?
Well, you know, you're right on target with that, KC, is that I think in times of desperation, our human tendency is not so much to give up, but to compromise. And that can be one of the decisions that we make, not in the sense of literal death, but in compromising who God made us to be and what our purpose in this life is all about. As Prather said, there's something bigger out there, and as a Christian, and for those who are Christians, we know that that's God. The bottom line is that we have to decide, are we going to go ahead and step out in faith and lean on each other? You know, the Bible says that we bear each other's burdens. You know, unfortunately, a lot of times in the church, burdens are not being borne by other believers. They just kind of, yeah, we'll pray for you. And then the next time they see you, oh, there's so-and-so. I guess I better pray for him. God, please bless Bob. Please bless Sue. You know, and that's it. There's not the interaction that needs to take place to help people get through difficult times in their life. And so as we look forward to hearing these life stories and these obstacles that Pratha and Minerva have gone through, it's something that I believe people are going to grab onto, is what they did and who they reached out to and who reached out to them that diverted them away from a feeling of despair, a feeling of giving up, of just saying, oh, well, I'll just take what comes, instead of pushing for the quality of life that God intended for him to have.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with my life alone, and Prather, I want you to just jump in anytime, but I just want you, everybody, every listener to know that, guess what? Do not give up. This is a time of adversity. This is a time of just so much, as Damon will tell me, and we pray every single day about putting the confusion to, what is it, Damon, exactly? Like, the confusion in the mind of the enemy? Like,
it's just praying confusion into the camp of the enemy. It's a strategy that God revealed to Israel throughout the Old Testament, and it's applicable to us. You know, the Bible says that God turns the heads of kings and princes as he does water in a sluice. And that's a paraphrase off of a proverb. But you know, if you look, for example, at King Jehoshaphat, he had three different enemies coming against him. He went immediately to the Lord. There was a letter that had been delivered to him by one of the kings that told him, "Hey, others have put their faith in their gods. Why is yours any different? We're going to crush you," and so forth. And Nebuchadnezzar went and laid that letter out before the Lord, and he said, "Look what the enemy has said. What are you going to do about it?" And the Lord told him, And for people that are in church and that are singers, they might not like the response, but the Lord said, put the choir, put the singers at the front, and then let the army come in behind. And when he did that, and he was obedient, there was confusion that came into the camp of the three enemies, and by morning, all of the enemies were dead, and all Jehoshaphat and the people of Israel had to do is go in and take the spoils. And sometimes we just don't recognize that there is a way to fight our problems. Let me say this. Not every problem that we have is a result of a demonic attack or the booger man coming after us or something like that. There's things in life that come our way that can be the consequences of our own decisions. It can be just life, this thing called life, but it can be something on a spiritual side. And we have to be very careful not to give the enemy too much credit. But we also know that this world, again, going in the line of Judeo-Christian teaching, is in a state that is fallen, that is out of tune with God. And so our enemy, who is known as Satan, is having a heyday with a lot of people, even believers. And what we all need to learn is that we don't have to take it. Now, that may not sound like something that you hear in every church, but it's something that, you know, that I've learned. It's like a little dog chasing you, and you finally have turned around and slap your foot to the ground and say, go back home. You know, quit your barking and exercise the authority that we have. But you do that to interacting with other people too. So, you know, I hope it doesn't sound like I've chased a rabbit around the trail or anything. But, you know, the thing is that God, you know, for example, in your situation with your home and with Bank of America, when we first started getting connected on that, we were praying, Lord, just bring confusion into the camp of the enemy. And it wasn't 3 days later, and you called me back laughing, and you were talking about how much confusion there was in the courtroom on the Bank of America side, and that they didn't really know sick 'em from come here about what was going on. So, you know, you have that, and it's not a magical wand or anything. It's just something. It's a tool that's given. But at the same time, you know, like Prather said, we've got to knit ourselves together. We've got to work together to help one another, and because we're in this thing together. So, and let me just share one other thing, and then I want to sit back and I want to hear from our guests, because I know that they've got stories that are very compelling and very, very, it's going to have a lot of probability to our show tonight. But in 1941, on October the 29th of 1941, Winston Churchill, who was the prime minister in England, went to Harrow School, and he had been there before to speak. And in his closing remarks, let me just quote what he said. But
okay.
For everyone, surely, we have gone through this, in this period, and I'm addressing myself to the school, surely from this period of 10 months, this is the lesson. Never give in. Never give in. Never, 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 never in nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. End of quote.
Wow.
I'm going to bounce it back to Casey and to our guests and let them share.
That's amazing. I know, right? I'm like, woo, where do we go from there, Damon? Like, that was powerful, right? So I have Prather Jackson on. I have Damon Deaton. That was super powerful. October 29th, 1941, Winston Churchill. I will never forget it. Like, that's amazing. So, Prather, I'm super excited to have you on. I also have Maneva Curry, who is just Maneva, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. There she is. There she is. So, Prather, I hope that you remember Maneva. She was just she is my soul partner. Like, I just love her to death.
Yeah.
It's because of Keith Mitchell, who you know, and Maneva, and Dr. Sabi, my doctor that saved my life out of Yusha Village from Honduras, that saved my life from these heavy metals toxicity poisoning. Why I'm still here. And it's just like, Prather, you believed in me, and because you believed in me, I could believe in others. And it's just like this domino effect. It's like a ripple effect. But Maneva, let's talk about it. Prather, you know, please jump in. If you want to share a story,
sure.
Just please tell me about
sure.
it. But Maneva, I want you to share your story on how you and I connected, not just from Miranda, okay, and like, your family has done more for me than I can ever give back for. Just for being there for me, for you know. So share with our listeners, okay? Because again, we're not doing the advocacy. We are doing advocacy for homeowners and for homelessness. Of course, we'll never stop. But this is about this. Series is about overcoming obstacles. How did you overcome your obstacles when you were not only thrown out of your house once, but twice?
Yes. Yes. Well, when my rights were being violated, I sought legal counsel. Legal counsel was anywhere between $10,000 and $20,000. I could not afford that. So to protect my children and I decided to represent myself, which is a constitutional right, we all know. In court, you know the old adage, an individual who represents himself has a fool for an attorney. I used to believe that meant because we lack knowledge. It's not because we lack knowledge, it's because the system does not respect us, and the same laws that apply to the attorneys do not apply to an individual who was representing themselves. I was discriminated against. I was treated with extreme prejudice. And my children and I suffered a great deal. However, after 8 years of fighting and my constitutional rights being violated, I learned a lot. I'm now a legal assistant to an attorney. I'm helping others fight their cases now for, you know, a minimum retainer, you know, for the individuals who can't afford $10,000 and $20,000. So I'm really loving what I'm doing today. And through the storm, I just like to put out there, the Lord was with me all the way, and I knew it. I walked through the fire. But I knew that I was not alone. I always knew that I was not alone. It was not easy. It was hard. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. But my faith. And all you need to know is that you're not alone, and you're in it for a purpose. And I see now, I went from being a social worker to law. And I wouldn't have never guessed that this is where my destiny would end up. So overcoming the obstacles is knowing that where you've been has a purpose for where you're going.
Wow, that is really powerful. And, you know, it sort of reminds me of something I've gone through with my family that ironically also involves the law. I was contacted by my father a few years ago, and he'd mentioned that a cousin of ours, a distant cousin, was killed in a car accident over in Arizona. And my family's from Mississippi. I'm out here in California. And they asked if I could close out the estate of his sister that he was the executor for. And, of course, I did so. It was over in Winslow, Arizona. And in closing out her estate, I discovered the circumstances pertaining to her brother's car accident and ultimately determined that there was a lawsuit that had been filed and the family had no knowledge of it whatsoever. And so I proceeded to speak with the family and gain authorization to approach the law firm that was literally in another state. and determined that they were supposedly unaware of the fact that my cousin had a wife and an adult daughter. And so subsequently, I was able to get everyone under representation per the request of the law firm, only to subsequently determine that the law firm dropped the case and turned everything back over to me 4 months later. And from there, I embarked upon this quest of trying to find legal representation for my family, only to ultimately realize that I was up against what's called the statute of limitations. And like yourself, I ended up filing a lawsuit to protect my family's interest in pro per. And that's when I realized, as you stated, that there is so much more to our world that exists that we don't realize, because I was able to persevere. It involved a major car manufacturer, and although 14 law firms turned down the case, I was able to secure a settlement for my family. Again, thank you. And it was all because of the wisdom that I was provided, information that I was able to gather that was not apparent to these other lawyers that considered looking at the case. So again, another more to our universe than that we see. And I encourage anyone that's enduring any type of trauma in their lives to just have look out for a bigger purpose, a greater faith.
Yes, yes. Beautifully said.
Oh, absolutely. That is so true. That is, we know this all too well. Muneva, we know this way all too well, because look at how many people have tried.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go on.
No, go ahead, sweetheart. Go ahead. No,
uh-huh.
No. You first.
I like to also add, which was very cathartic, what is my writing. I'm writing a book regarding, the last 8 years of my life. And I also put together a mini documentary, because I must tell this story. I did not go through the pain and suffering just for myself. It must be told, and it must be corrected. The system has to change for the people.
Wow. I encourage you to reach out to me so we can discuss maybe the possibility of Jackson Publishing Company publishing your book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I will. I'll get the information from... Yeah, I'll get the information from Casey.
But the two of you know one another. The two of you already know one another. I've introduced the two of you at two other events.
Yes,
and
I remember.
You guys know one another, and you absolutely need to connect dots. Like, the second that we get off here, that I'm connecting the dots immediately. And Prather, I want to tell you that American Legion, I knew why this is. I told you, like, whenever we talked, I'm like, would you be a guest on my show? And you're like, yeah, of course, absolutely, Casey. And I said, Prather, because, not only because did my father come out to Los Angeles and see the work that he knew his daughter could do with Lisa Guerrero from Inside Edition, with Keith Mitchell from the NFL Network, or NFL, and then Muneva brought her daughters. Who, Muneva, let's talk about your daughters in just 2 seconds, because we have to talk about them, because they're so amazing. And without them, you and I wouldn't know one another. They're my baby. They're my love. Like, I love them so much. Y'all are my family, and you are totally my family. So is Damon up in Amarillo. And so, but Prather, you and I connect dots because you and I were both recipients of the American Legion Award.
Oh, really?
I knew.
Wow.
Yes, sir. I knew you and I connected that somehow. I kept telling you that. I'm like, Prather, I don't know how, but I know I'm going to find out. Like, I don't know how we're supposed to connect dots. Like, I don't know, but all I know is I'm supposed to find out, and I know that I'm going to find out on the show. Guess what? You and I, did I not say that?
Unbelievable.
Yes. Did I not tell you we're going to connect dots? Like, and that's how we connected our dots. Literally, because I told him, I was like, Prather, you and I both, like, there's something I'm supposed to know about you, because, like, I believe in you and you believe in me. And, like, there's something more to this. And then he's like, he received the American Legion Award. And when he said that, I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay, that's how our dots are connected. I received the American Legion Award as well. And so congratulations to you, You are
likewise.
Like a phenomenal, it's so amazing. And so it's like, okay, that's where our dots connected. So, but definitely the two of you, this all is just so amazing. The show has been amazing. Last week we interviewed Frank Shankwitz, who Prather, I pray that you would connect with Frank, and I'll connect you with him. He is the founder and the co-founder, but he is Make-A-Wish Foundation. They're doing a movie with him that it should be coming out. They're going to announce the premiere date shortly. But Frank Shankwitz is the founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation, who we all know like is worldwide. Then we also had Edie Hand, who is like my earth angel, my earth godmother, Elvis Presley's first cousin. Her son is Link Hand. Link, you met Link, I believe, at the event, because Victoria at the Hollywood Weekly event, because Link,
right.
I had him there. You met him there. And then we had Keith Mitchell, who you know, both of you know.
Yes.
Keith
yes.
Mitchell, former NFL, and overcame being paralyzed. And we also had Michelle Patterson from the California Women's Conference from Maria Shriver as a guest last week. And so this week it's my very special guest, Prather Jackson from Hollywood Weekly, Maneva Curry, who has been my lifeline, and of course my dear, 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 like amazing friend and brother in Christ, Damon Deaton. So we also have callers that are calling in that are wanting to talk and to ask questions. So I'm about to bring them in because we only have like 18 minutes left of this episode. Again, it's dedicated to my father, Terry W. Tuckness, and we all know that we're all in this together. But I know that this has gone fast. And then we also have the vice president of the Disney Channel Worldwide and the general manager of Radio Disney next Sunday. He was going to come on this Sunday, but we're going to bring him in next Sunday. Prather, if you want to come in and be a guest, and Maneva, if you want to come in and be a guest on that show as well, then I will postpone, like you guys can come in on that, because I want you both to meet Phil. I want to connect you guys to Phil, because it's like, this is magic, you guys. It's all, everything I do in life is magic. You know,
it would be my pleasure.
And we also, okay, so if I can depend on both of you.
We've
got the Grammys.
Grammy party, yes.
We've got the Grammys.
Yes.
All right, we're going to figure this out. How about this? We pre-record the show. We will pre-record the show, and then we'll put the show live. How about that? We'll pre-record the show,
We'll work it out. We'll definitely work it out.
All right, we'll figure this out. We will figure this out. So we have got on the line, I'm bringing in caller from 323 area code, 323-405-5924. Alantino, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am, Casey, and it's a pleasure to reconnect with you through your adversity
Triumph. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles, California. Thank you so much for calling in. All of my guests are from L.A. tonight, it seems like.
Well, you moved away to Texas and you left us, but I hope you're happy. You sound well.
Thank you so much.
Show,
I feel well.
As always. And when I met you, it was magic, and I still hold you deep in my heart. And sorry about your father, but hey, things do happen in life, and we do have to overcome those obstacles. So, without further ado, yes, very much. I lost my mother 6 years ago, but I promised her I was going to make it in whatever I wanted to do. And she said, I believe in you. You believed in me. I believed in you. We kept believing, and we kept on pushing. I also want to say everyone goes through things. And you don't know what you're going, but you have to draw from your inner beginnings and your start and build your tree. We had talked about that. I heard Prather mention that as well. And what I did was I went back to my roots. At 13 years old, I joined the BKF, the Black Karate Federation, because I was always the kid that was pushed around. Now, almost 50 years later, today we met at down in Irvine, California. We had kids with autism, Down syndromes, performing martial arts in front of a standing room audience. Only it is on my page on Facebook. I like everybody to watch it. And it was just amazing to see the children with respect and dignity and studying. Yes, knowledge is power. Okay, and you do have to come from your roots and your experiences to overcome what's in life. Maneva, I want to congratulate you on going into law and helping others. That is awesome. I had to do the same thing for my father to sell his, you know, to get his house going into foreclosure. I can relate to everyone there. Praise, it's good to talk to you again. I'm glad Hollywood Weekly is still moving along. And now, without further ado, PBS Network, which is the, you know, you can sit at home on your TV. You don't have to pay for cable. I've entered into the arena with Project Tapestry, my nonprofit. I now have a new management company working with me on this, and it's strictly enormously growing fast, okay? I'm so elated that you let me on, and I was glad to get home to get quiet so I could talk to you. The last thing I want to say is Martin Luther King's birthday is very, very special. It starts off every new year with hope for the future. Yesterday here in L.A., the Women's March was very exceptional. We have the coming of Black History Month. Prather, what are we doing for Black History Month this year?
You know, that's actually a great question. Do me a favor, reach out to me so we can strategize, because this year particularly I think is very important for not only blacks but minorities, you know, across the gamut, to be involved in, you know, reaffirming a movement before rights are further taken away from us.
Absolutely correct, because as Maneva said, you know, she didn't know anything about it. She went pro per, and the laws are written for lawyers and the people, and they don't respect us. But then again, people don't learn how to read themselves like Maneva and get the knowledge. It's all there in the books. It's not just on YouTube.
Yes.
And with that being said, Prather, Casey, Maneva, and all you listeners out there in Los Angeles, it's coming back to Los Angeles on its kickoff tour, 18 states across all the chocolate cities for every nationality. L.A. Black Expo USA 2018 at the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Yes, I happen to be one of the engineers that will be recording the show live 3 days at the LA Convention Center. We go back celebrating, of course, Dr. Martin Luther King, but all the great musicians that bring music to the movies, and you can't have movies without music. And I will be bringing my uncle as well, Casey. You know who I'm referring to.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so it's going to be tremendous. There'll be a tribute to Soul Train. I've contacted Guinness's Book of World Records for the world longest Soul Train line, and things coming about Soul Train. Mm-hmm. The entire gang that still is alive, and the memories of those who passed on will be there. And it will just be an exceptional event.
Absolutely, it will. Anything that you have to do with Valentino and Prather is an amazing, amazing event. And so all I want is my little Maneva Curry, not my little Maneva Curry, but my Maneva Curry to be a because her story, you gentlemen, her story needs to be told. Like, it needs to be out there. It doesn't matter about the little people. Like, it does matter about the little people, but she is the voice for not only African Americans. I mean, like, I went with Maneva to the Unking and the Unlock in Compton for Kendrick Lamar because Kendrick Lamar. Okay, so Kendrick, everybody knows KDOT, right? Not KDOT, T-DOT, but KDOT. Maneva gets that. KDOT, not KDOT. Yeah. No, it is KDOT, not KDOT, T-DOT. Okay, people? There is a difference. K dot is Kendrick Lamar. K dot C dot is Casey Tuckman. So, anyway, we all love our Kendrick Lamar. We all love our Kendrick Lamar. And Maneva especially, because Her son-in-law is Kendrick Lamar's, like, personal bodyguard. And not only that, but it's just like, you know what? Like, the voices need to be heard. The voices of the true Americans and the true, not only true Americans. It doesn't matter if you're American or not, people. Like, it doesn't matter. We are all in this world, in this universe.
Together.
We're in this place together.
Yes.
We are together.
And you know, I like,
so why are we
I
not
like
getting along?
Ask.
Well,
yes.
Maneva, I have what? Excuse me, I hate to cut in. Maneva, Casey
yes.
didn't tell you about me, and I know I'm a surprise guest. However, my TV show on PBS has been updated from social media to real media with a cause. I would like for
okay.
you to appear on my show. What's your story? I want you to tell us the story live on TV for a live stream
okay.
broadcast.
Okay. I would
okay?
love to. I would love
right.
to. And, you know, I like to also share that the last two judges that were on my case, if you Google their names, one of their names, what was it, Alan Goodman, he is written in a book. And in this book is stated that he took a plea deal, okay, for his corruption in Santa Monica Court. And then the other judge who is Stone, he
Stone, remember, I wouldn't know
it
was Stone.
Yes, yes. Casey went to the
I wouldn't know
it
was Stone in his office.
Richard Stone, he is now
That's
practicing
right, Richard Stone.
In Beverly Hills. They are no longer judges. I filed claims. I wrote letters to our government, our government officials, and I know that my voice had something to do with those judges no longer practicing on the bench.
Absolutely. Amen. And we also have Judge Sadler out of the Woodlands, Texas, that has done the same thing out of Conroe, Texas. Judge Sadler is a judge for the people. And so
yes.
that is important for me to tell you guys, important for me to say. We only have 8 minutes and 8 seconds left of this show.
I have a question. Where will the information be posted? So that I can connect dots.
You can connect.
I'm
going to
connect dots.
Okay. Case, this is her show.
You got it on your head, Alan. Tino. You got this,
story.
Baby.
That's it. Let Casey do it.
You
She's
got
my
it.
Girl.
Hey. Love
but
you, Alan
can
Tino.
Reach me on face. You can reach me on Facebook anytime. That's AlyTinoB Brown. On Facebook.
Okay,
that's my virtual
okay.
office now.
Okay, now
okay.
I just dropped my pen. Oh, there it is.
It's okay. Doctor, look, Boo, I'm going to connect all you. Like,
okay,
I'm going to connect
me,
you
she'll
all.
Give me what
we
I need.
So, I will give you all what you need. Just get it connecting the dots with Casey Tuckness on Facebook. But go ahead. So, Damon, we've kept you quiet. Like, I hope you're praying over all of us because we're having a lot of fun here.
Well, let me just.
Are you Damon?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I was going to interject something. And this is something I was going to tell you after the show, Casey, but I believe this is appropriate. And again, you don't spiritualize everything, but at the same time, we have to remember that beyond the vision that we have right now, there is a work going on between the forces of darkness and the and I believe that I heard very clearly from the Lord this afternoon that He is about to pull back the veil of corruption around the world and
yes.
reveal it for even the simplest individual to
yes.
see and understand what's going on. I'm not a prophet. I'm not the son of a prophet, but I truly believe I heard from the Lord this afternoon that He is going to start exposing everything that has been kept hidden in darkness. Now,
yes.
we can read about that, but we
Amen.
Remember,
yes.
He's talking to us too, so we better make sure our house is in order.
Amen.
Because we want to make
of
sure
course.
If on us, He just sees light. But I found great encouragement in that because it is time, you know, if we're gonna see America changed to any great degree before the return of the Lord, it's going to have to require that surgery be done, and I say that with parentheses around it, surgery be done to expose cancer that is in this nation that's impacting so many lives and harming so many people.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
And I'm not going to ask for an offering for that.
Amen.
How about tremendous?
He's like, I'll start Arthur Rocker, and I love it. I love it. I love it.
Tremendous and abundant blessings for all.
Amen. And the world says amen.
Man.
You guys, I have to share with you, and my sisters will be, they'll die like when they hear me say this, but it's like my father's last words were amen. That was Daddy's last words were amen. My aunt Toy Tuckness Price out of Amarillo, Texas, said a prayer for my daddy, and his last words were amen. And then he got willed off, and then he died. You know, that was 6 months ago next week. And we're not going to continue to talk about my father, but it's like I want to talk about overcoming obstacles. How do you overcome an obstacle? And I'm hearing some, like, baby toys in the background, so I know that's not
Curry. I'm sorry, that's me. That's me.
You don't have any babies?
No, I haven't.
I'm
here
about to put you on mute.
Okay, hold on.
Mute your phone, Valentino.
Okay.
All right.
So,
okay.
My point is, I love you, Valentino. Okay, there we go. We had to mute him for 2 seconds because this is important. We've got 3 minutes and 30 seconds left of this show. What is important to the listeners? Is it that they can't do it? That they don't have the aspirations to do it? That they don't believe in themselves to do it? That they don't, like, know that they can do it? That they don't feel like they can do it? That they don't, like, I don't know. But what's important is that they all know that they can do it. They can do it. Prather and I connected tonight on connecting the dots. Okay? It's all about connecting dots. Who can you connect? And it's not about who you, but who can you help? Help is the magical word here, you guys. Who can you help connect the dots to help them become a better person? When Prather Jackson told me tonight, Prather Jackson is the publisher, CEO, and founder of the Hollywood Weekly magazine. He told me tonight that he was the award-winning person for the American Legion Award. That's how we connect the dots. I received that award in sixth grade. I told him last week, I don't know how we're supposed to connect dots. I don't know. But all I know is that we are supposed to be connecting dots. Maneva Curry, she is my magic. She is everything to me that God intended on being to me. There's not enough time in the day, but we will make that time to share with you who Maneva Curry truly is. We've got 90 seconds left on this show. Damon, are you on live?
I am here.
Damon, we've got 90 seconds left. Do we want to pray with our congregation?
I believe that would be appropriate, and let me say also, we're gonna have an email set up for those that tried to get through and weren't able to ask their questions, and then we can connect their dots through that email.
We've got 60 seconds left.
And so what I want to do is I want to pray right now. Father, I thank you that we have come together, ordinary people with extraordinary lives that can be used by you to help our friends, our family, and strangers connect the dots in their lives to overcome obstacles. I want to thank you that there is power in numbers and there is strength in numbers. So I ask you to make us of one mind, of one spirit, of one accord, that what we do glorifies you. We thank you, Lord, for our guests. We ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And the Lord says amen. So I just want to thank our amazing guest tonight, Prather Jackson and Maneva Curry. We've got 10 seconds left, you guys.
Thank you,
Casey. Well, I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank you. Yes. I'd like to thank you for inviting me. Love you, too.
Thank y'all so much. I love y'all more. I love you more. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.